Hey everyone, did you know that there is a video version of this podcast episode? We now have a YouTube channel where a video version of each podcast is uploaded with visuals. We recommend checking out the video format as the visual references will make it much easier to follow along. We also have on our YouTube channel other content such as battle reports, which are not available in this podcast format. You can find the link to our YouTube channel in the description of this podcast, or just search Into the West Podcast on YouTube. Okay, welcome to Into the West, a Middle-earth SPG podcast. My name is Charles. Joining me today are Richard and a special guest, Alisher.
Nice meeting you guys.
Welcome to the podcast. So in this series, we will be showcasing and talking to some people from different communities, different metas around the world. And today we have joining us Alisher, who is a prolific tournament player over on the East Coast. If you've been to a tournament over on the East Coast of the United States, you've probably heard of Alisher. And so, yeah, he'll be sharing with us what his group is like, what the meta and what's popular over in his area.
So I know you're specifically from Philadelphia, and I know it seems like it's a smaller group on the East Coast, but it seems like all the players that I know of coming out of Philly are like top tier podium level players. So I just want to know what kind of like Spartan regime you guys got going there, that like if you're not like podium level player, you're not joining the club or something like that. Is that how it goes?
Yeah, well, I think it kind of started out as a joke. Like, the Philly group started, I think, technically, like, right around 2018 as the new edition was coming in. I don't technically live in the city, so I live more south central Pennsylvania, but about an hour and a half away from Philly. But, like, Philly culture is super, super, super competitive. So I remember right after the 2018 Nova, at least for me, I wanted to get into the game more and became acquainted with the group. At the time, it was three players, Rainier, who I believe has been on the podcast, Samir, and then Rebecca. And like that core group really grew over time. And something about that Philly culture, Philly people are very cutthroat with one another, and they're cutthroat in person. So like it attracted a bunch of players who were interested in playing competitively. And as time progressed, everyone, I would say like, we don't have the biggest group imaginable, but everyone is definitely trying to play competitively around here.
What would you say is like the size of the community? Like, do you have a big player pool? What are we looking at?
Yeah, absolutely. So the Northeast, like the Eastern / Northeastern region of, I guess, the U.S. is interesting because there are a lot of players, but in various pockets. And so in Philly, we probably have between maybe 12 and 15 active players in this kind of South Central / Philadelphia region. So all within about an hour and a half to 2 hours away from each other. But then beyond that, there are dozens of players who are all over the place as well. So in terms of our events, usually I would say probably about a third, if not half of the event is comprised of Philly players or Pennsylvania-centric players. And so I think the smallest event we had was 22 that I've hosted. So now Rainier, when Rainier was living in Pennsylvania, hosted events. His largest event, I believe, was something around 36. My largest event has been 28. So my events, the smallest was 22, the largest was 28.
And I guess like similar to the rest of the U.S., like you guys mostly play 800 points is the standard?
So actually, no. And that is kind of part of the interesting part with the Philly group. Philly, the group is actually quite opinionated and they're not afraid to share their opinions. And so we have a couple players who really enjoy, who've been playing the game for quite a while. And so the like playing 800 points really just over and over and over again gets really tiring for them. So I don't know. I know the first event I hosted was 800 points, but I don't know that we've had, just even looking at my notes between the ones that I've hosted, I don't think Philly has ever had two events of the same points. So there have been, maybe 10 events over the last few years. I hosted for this past year, and then Rainier when he was here before COVID. So maybe between 10 events, I don't think any of them have been the same points more than once.
I kind of like that, actually, because then you can test your skill at all points levels, and, you know, different armies are strong at different points levels. So I like that.
Obviously, like you're saying, so Philly, the people in this area really pride themselves in playing a diversity of different armies. So you don't typically see too many people playing like redundant lists. And obviously, like you said, lists play well at different points. And so I think part of that drives the culture of changing points. But also, I try to conduct a little bit of polling here wherever I can. And recently, I had done a poll about this question specifically. Do people prefer to play a consistent points that mirror the larger events for the year? Or do they prefer like all kinds of different things? And it wasn't, I think I had about 75 responses to that, which I was pretty happy about. And it was clear that people preferred different points every time. I think something like 75% of the respondents said they wanted something different every time.
Yeah, and also find like the lower points, it probably allows like more beginner players to get into the game, because like it's very rare that someone's first tournament, they're going to walk in and have like 800 points ready to go. I think I also saw you did another poll, like something with Vito a while ago. So is that something that you guys are starting? Because I know for myself, knowing the US and Canadian scene, like the North American scene, like we haven't really seen too much of the Vito stuff.
The support for Vito was just overwhelming. I think something along the lines of 75 to 80% of respondents said that they preferred Vito to non-Vito. I think whatever. Of the four events I've hosted, two of them have been vetoed, two of them have not. And again, some of this is at the suggestion or kind of the voice of people in the area. You know, different people like different things. And whereas veto appeals to maybe a more competitive sect of players or a sect of players who are very new at the game, who don't want to play just a terrible scenario, there are some casual players or some competitive players who like coming up with something and being able to have a chance at winning a three-game tournament simply because the scenario is lined up well for them.
Just jumping into a little bit into the armies that you see, would you say that there's like an even amount of legendary legions versus pure versus convenient alliance? Like what do you see more of, or is it pretty balanced?
Or even good and evil?
Yeah, so those are great questions. So in terms of good and evil, I try to track it at every tournament because, again, after I think something about Nova really scared people in the United States, I've noticed, at least around here, just the fact that it skewed evil much more than it skewed good. I think so at Philly tournaments, Philly area tournaments, it's usually down the middle, honestly. I think someone had conducted some analysis of US-based events, and they actually showed that there are more good players playing good factions than players playing evil factions, which was really interesting. In terms of what people are showing up with, we do see, and I think this is a trend we're seeing everywhere, battle host armies are very popular these days, especially because of how convenient it is to collect and paint them or just get into the game. But it's something different every time. So like I'm looking at my list of the last, at my various events, and, you know, every tournament has kind of I almost think of it as a distinct theme, but they're all different. So like this last tournament, I hosted one, it maybe was 2 or 3 weeks ago, 650 points. We had of the 26 players, between 6 and 8 players bring dwarves, which is really strange. And I think 6 of those 8 players specifically brought Iron Hills or an Iron Hills army allied with Army of Thror or allied in with elves, which is really strange. Like I would never have imagined that. But looking at my list of the top three placings, it's a lot of variation. So the first event, the three lists that popped up were Fiefdoms, Angmar, Rivendell Knights, which is Angmar you expect, but Fiefdoms and Rivendell Knights were interesting to see. Then the next one, that was 800. The next one was 600. It was Dunlin, Gondor, a Boromir list, and then Helm Hammerhand, and then Unexpected 4 was 700 points. The three lists were Easterling Legion, Helm Hammerhand again, and the Mordor Khand Alliance. And then the most recent tournament was a Gondor Fiefdoms army. It was Imrahil and then Denethor. And then an Iron Hills army allied with Army of Thror, and then just a pure Mordor list. So a lot of variation. I don't think anything stands out as super consistent.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting. I mean, that's a good thing. As a player, yeah, you got to play a wide variety of lists, not just Assault on Lothlorien spam like at Nova.
I'm trying to think to the events that now I've hosted. So first of all, I don't know that anyone has played Assault on Lothlorien at my events. And I think with the exception of one event where two people brought Assault on Lothlorien, I think between my events and maybe the five last tournaments I've been to, I haven't seen it once at all, except for that one time.
So Richard and I, we've traveled to Eastern America a few times for tournaments. I know that compared to us on the west side, your cities are a lot closer to each other. So it's easier to just drive a couple hours and attend another tournament. Would you say that communities nearby, like their metas, also influence your metas? Like if you start seeing new lists over there, do they kind of impact like how your community plays?
I think, honestly, it contributes to the fact that there is no real distinct meta, at least right now, because so many people are coming up with new things and each little pocket has their own like community meta. It makes it really difficult for you to create something that translates. Like you said, because everything is relatively compact here, I'm able to attend quite a few tournaments. It depends. One month, maybe one tournament, but another month, maybe two. So between one and two tournaments, I personally attend a month. It's always something different. There's very little, duplication or multiple of the same thing.
Well, Alistair, thanks for coming on to talk to us about the Philadelphia group and your local meta. And thanks, everyone, for watching.
Absolutely.